Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please set your sleep timers or prepare your playlist, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And if you want to help out the podcast and you shop at Trader Joe's, let Trader Joe's know they should be sponsoring podcasts. Let the manager know or something like that, because I'm not backing down on this. I want them. The podcast is the closest thing to the Fearless Flyer. All right, so let Trader Joe's know. Sponsor some podcasts. All right, let's move on. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what's the rest, you might ask? If this is your first couple times here, you might be like, "What? I don't understand. What is this guy talking about?" Well, here's what the rest is. I'm going to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's running through your brain, whatever's racing through your mind, whatever your, if your body, pain or discomfort, if you're having, your emotions are on edge, you're thinking about the past or the future, or you got somebody just making too much damn noise, whatever it is, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it in this case is like a little Thanksgiving Day parade recap, I guess. That's exactly what it is. I don't guess it is. But it's going to go slow. You know, recapping a parade via audio is a bad idea. You say, geez, okay, isn't a parade a visual medium with audio? Right, so this will. So you could say, well, geez, what could be more better to carry you from wake to sleep than a parade? Like you say, well, geez, yeah, it's kind of parades are parades are good for napping anyway, and even kids, they say, well, geez, I'd rather play with some toys and watch a parade in the background. Parades are the back. I mean, parades on TV are the background music of our holidays, mostly Thanksgiving. And then, other parades are like, well, I think Christmas, you're like, I think there's a parade on. And then Easter, I believe. And then you say, what is that Rose Bowl thing? Is that New Year's, I think? So I guess even parades, they say, geez, when the hell, you got the 4th of July parade, you usually go to that. And then the Thanksgiving Day parade. So I guess they bookend the other parades. We just don't really care too much. You say, well, let's see the rest of those parades. So I'm like I'm even the third tier parade. This podcast is like a third tier parade. You say, what is that? There's a parade on Arbor Day? What's Arbor Day? Is it trees again, right? Or is that our rights to bear fruit? No, that's what trees are celebrating, the right to bear fruit. Okay, so that's there's a parade about that. You're kidding me. And someone might say, yeah, we're kidding you. There's a guy that makes a podcast that's very much like this parade. It's like, can you imagine going to an Arbor Day parade? You probably lost a bet or you have a crutch. You say, well, yeah, if I can spend time with you, of course I'll go to the Arbor Day parade. And then you go and you say, okay, well, if it was in the Bay Area, you'd have a Stanford, they have a tree mascot. So that would be something. And you'd say, ideally, that that bear that puts out Smokey the Bear, that would be a good float. A tree beard, that would be unbelievably sweet if there was tree, somebody, or even tree beard cosplay. And you might say, geez, talk about who does anyone do tree beard cosplay? Let me know. Or any of the other tree creatures whose names escape me because I have no idea. I mean, because in Barky, that's one of the gods old and new from the Game of Thrones universe that I named. Barky is the tree guy. I call Barky because I'm, Abba, when they say Abba Father, that's like the informal. I'm on the informal basis with the tree gods old old, they're the medium old gods, I think. Don't quote me on that. And you say cosplay there, Barky the tree, who, you know. But we've gotten way off topic. I had deeper metaphors I was going to refer to. Because the main thing about this podcast, this goofy tree parade thing I just went down, the podcast is a bit of parade of distracting nonsense. And that's not a, that's exactly what it is, to take your mind off whatever it is. So you see, the theory goes, and I present this every couple of episodes, you can't think about two things at once. So listen to this instead of thinking about all the stuff that's going on in your mind. And picture all those things in your mind that are talking to you, or body parts that are jockeying for your attention, or, you know, mistakes you may have made, or mistakes you're afraid of making in the future. Whatever it is, let them parade by. And one of the things about these things that keep us up at night that I've been thinking about, and I'll try to make this quick and boring, but they're always telling us either how fragile we are, and we've been learning a lot about the fragility of life, and I think that comes to a preciousness of life. And but this is a little different. It's like, you know, these voices in your head, they say, oh, you're so fragile, or else the exact opposite, that, let's stick with the fragility. And they say, oh, we got to protect you because you screwed everything up and you won't be able to handle tomorrow because you're just too fragile. And if you really think about it with an objective thing, you say, well, I wouldn't talk to anybody the way these voices in my head talk to me. And they make a mistake. The one thing these brain plasticity, scientists and neuroscientists and the people, these psychologists, psychiatrists, in the universe of brain plasticity that I kind of heard about. So you know, Pop, you know, stuff I said, when she said, "Who can you quote someone's Scooter?" I could, but then they'd be mad at me because they'd say, please don't quote, because that happens a lot, you know. I said, Carol Dweck said, never, you know, I said, you know, I'm big, and she said, please just, she goes, you're a very nice man, but please, you know, don't quote me. I said, no problem, Carol Dweck. I'm on the same mindset as you. And I said, do you know if Daniel Pink got all the postcards I sent to him about? And she said, yeah, he said, just don't quote him either. And I said, okay. So I have a list. I'm checking it twice, of brain plasticity scientists that I find nice, but they seem to find me naughty. But they always talk about resilience. And these voices in our head, they don't really know what resilience is, because they're too busy thinking we're so fragile and big-time screw-ups, neither of which is really true. But they really believe we're this fragile little Christmas ornament. And I think that they just want to keep you up at night, you know, to protect, because they say, well, geez, if you're this fragile, we got to build up a wall, or, you know, it might be, in my case, 40 or 50 walls between the world and you, or something. I don't know. Like I said, these scientists have, they say, you know, and I said, I can't help it. I thought I was dreaming when I didn't have my clothes on. I didn't realize that I said, and they said, you were naked. You were dressed as a plastic brain popsicle that didn't even make any. I said, oh, yeah, sorry, but that was a dream too. A childhood dream to dress as a brain popsicle. Anyway, that's nonsense. And that's what kind of the podcast is. I say, geez, you really are resilient. All of those of you who are listening, we've all been through a lot. And we've all got a lot on our minds. And we all have different things keeping us up at night. But the thing is, I want to send my voice across the deep, dark night here and take your mind off all of that, because you're going to be more resilient the more rested you are. And your brain will be able to, whatever the plastic stuff does, you know, obviously it's going to be better, you know, more. It's like, I don't want to, you know, I'd rather put your, you know, put your toys away, put the Play-Doh back in. You know, I never did that as a kid. I ate the Play-Doh, unfortunately. But some kids would leave the Play-Doh out, which was good for me, because then it was more, you know, then no one would get mad if I ate it. But I want to put the Play-Doh away to keep your Play-Doh, you know, Play-Doh metaphor for your brain, you know, malleable. And let's keep you rested, all right? So that's why I'm here. And I know it's out there. But that's what I'm hearing. I hope I can help you fall asleep. I'm glad you're here. And give this a couple of tries. If it doesn't help, you know, let me know. I'll try to find something else that can help you fall asleep. But thanks for stopping by. All right, housekeeping. We're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Older episodes are there. You can find them. You can find them on iTunes, Overcast, Pocket Cast, wherever you consume your podcasts. You know, make sure you're subscribed. If you can review us in iTunes, that's great. You can put comments on the website, feedback at Sleep With Me Podcast is the email, at Dearest Scooter on Twitter, Sleep With Me Podcast on Facebook. I want to thank Chris Posterson, who does our music and edits some of the shows. He's at Sounds Like an Earful Podcast. I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. We have a Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. Alexandra, Laura, Lida, Julie C., Rachel L to the G, Jennifer B. Those are our moderators. We have a subreddit, sleepwithmepodcast.com/reddit. That's run by Latitude. I want to encourage all of you to check out Illusionoid Podcast when you can. It's an improvised old-time radio comedy show, and they're huge supporters of this podcast, so please check them out. And speaking of podcasts, I was saying in the opening, you know, let Trader Joe's know they should be, they don't have to sponsor my podcast, but I was thinking, you know, of other podcasts I listen to. You could say, if you listen to this podcast, you could say, hey, if you're interested in things related to screenwriting and snacking, you know, if you want you know, some umbrage with your side of pumpkin pie spice, and you're going to transition, and you're making a segue from one snack to another, you know, as John and Craig are good at both of those things. Things interesting to snackers and screenwriters. Scribnotes Podcasts and Trader Joe's. Or you might be like, say, hey, I'm thinking about cutting the cord, the cable cord, but I still want to eat delicious fruits and vegetables. And I would say, hey, don't cut off those fruits and vegetables. Kill the cord with cord killers, but keep the fruit and vegetables with Trader Joe's. And I should probably wrap this up, but, you know, if I'm going to be watching Survivor, I'm going to be snacking while watching Survivor. And after Survivor, I'm going to listen to Rob Has a Podcast. And I'm going to have a second snack. For your snack, for your second snacking needs. Rob Has a Podcast and Trader Joe's. I know these aren't the best, you know, Trader Joe's, so don't hold against these podcasters. And you could say, we at Trader Joe's know there's no accidental snacking, but there's a podcast we love. It's Accidental Tech Podcast. And if you accidentally, on purpose, want to find a great snack, come to Trader Joe's. Desserts, snacks, full meals. Trader Joe's. Podcasters love us, and we love podcasters. And you guys might think I'm being silly, and I am, but I'm not. I cannot tell you if this can get to someone at Trader Joe's. This is a positive thing. I love Trader Joe's. And I can't tell you, as I said in the open, the fearless flyer in podcasting, even though they may seem like two different things, they're really not. They're very closely aligned. And if we're going to keep this podcast sustainable and all the other ones, we got to keep bringing we got to let these businesses know, you know, the power of podcasting and the power of snacking. Podcasting and Trader Joe's, they go together like fearless flyers and, you know, audio content. You know, and the, you know, that would be, I'm doing my best. All right, so let's get on to the show. Sorry, I try not to laugh on the show. But I said, geez, I love those podcasts so much, and I love Trader Joe's. I love those podcasts. I listen so much. I feel like I let all those podcasters down, but they probably won't know about it. But Trader Joe's used to sponsor Accidental Tech Podcast. But Trader Joe's, if you hear this, sponsor Accidental Tech Podcast, sponsor Script Notes. They don't take sponsorships, but you could probably talk to them and donate some money. Or maybe they'll start with you. Rob Has a Podcast. And Cord Killers. Get on it, all right? Thanks so much. All right, Chestnut says, all right, hey, everybody, it's Scooter here, and it's a Tuesday. And it was last year. I guess would be our second year doing this. So those of you that have been around 1 year, but I'll link to the old episode. I guess I'm one of those people that on Thanksgiving morning, it's always been, I guess, kind of a tradition to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And we usually do other stuff, you know, because it's a lot of commercials. You know, they got to pay the bills there. I think they're the only largest company, but they do have to pay the bills. And then so there's a lot of, it can be slow. So it's best if you're doing it, and I don't have a DVR anymore. So I was watching it live on the air, old school, OTA, baby. I was OTA in it, which, you don't get full HD that way. So usually I like to, in the past, last year I invited over my neighbor, Ray, to watch the show with me. And I know it's been a couple weeks since the parade, but we got together, and my neighbor Ray Perkins, some of you may or may not know him. He's my nice neighbor. Probably, I don't think he's been in any journals of psychology, but he's, they say, geez, this guy is well-adjusted. 90% of his life, he's well-adjusted. And in the other 20% or 10% or whatever, I think he has 20% extra. Maybe that's it. He goes up to 110. But he's a super, super nice guy. He's a little older guy. I never ask him his age. I would spot him. He's probably 70. He looks about 62, maybe. I don't know. I'm not good with that. But so this one I'm recording after, but we sat down and we recorded a show. And it's been, those of you that have been following from the trouble started last year, and I might as well talk about it. I'll try to set up the best I can. So last year, Ray came over with Gregor. Sir Gregor Clegane, this is probably, I don't know how lawyers say stuff like this, but this possibly could have happened. Is at some point before that, how do I state this? I may have had a machine that could go over to fan fiction type universes or alternative universes. It was powered by my ruining of Roos Bolton. And I might have used that machine, and somehow Sir Gregor may have come back with me to our world. And I know some of you are saying, well, one, there's an actor that plays Sir Gregor. So you mean the actor? No, I don't, unfortunately, no. And so please, don't let Stephen Hawking or Neil deGrasse Tyson know about this, because any other really smart people, because I hate to disappoint them, one, or, worry them, or cause concern, whether it's needed or not. I'm not sure it is, or God forbid, do not tell. Old gods and the new forbid, don't tell George R. R. Martin, Weiss, or Benioff, I don't want to disappoint them. Or have them try to, George R. R. Martin, they got enough on their hands. They don't need me screwing around in their, in their fictional universes, which is, and I can't change the past. I guess maybe I could, but I probably screw it up more. But just to take a, whatever, suspension of disbelief or suspend your belief, whatever you need to do. And just let's say the fact is, a non-legal fact, a fictional fact is, I took a machine to another universe, and I brought back Sir Gregor Clegane. Now, not the latest version of him. That's another way you could say, well, this is proof, because it was probably a season 3 Sir Gregor, I'd say. And let's not get into personal stuff, separate the people from the problem. So I brought him back, and then Ray kind of took a shine to him. He said, because I was like, I put him out back. I said, can you stay in my garage, please? And that was only for an hour. But anyway, Ray took Sir Gregor under his wing, which all this was a mistake. You know, I should have accepted, you know, I don't know what I should have done. I did try to hope it would go away, and it did not go away. But then what happened was when the wheels really came off was that Sir Gregor watched the parade with me and Ray. And at some point while we were watching the parade, Sir Gregor saw Idina Menzel, or someone whose name sounds, John called her. Ivan Drago, I think is what he called her. But Gregor saw her, fell in love with her. Her beautiful voice, everything about her, so lovely. Who could blame him? But I think he saw one of the balloons. It was one from How to Train Your Dragon was coming. You know, he set off across the country. And he kind of left a little bit of trouble in his path. And, you know, obviously, you know, just because you become a beautiful and famous celebrity does not mean you want strange fictional characters fighting parade floats on your behalf, you know. And then the people of Macy's or a company like Macy's Gimbals, the people of Gimbals or, you know, some other corporation with so many lawyers, so many, they don't really want, and they don't understand, like, if a parade float is damaged, they don't understand it's a fictional person that can cause real damage. That really, our legal system really isn't cut out for this either, it turns out. And there's not really any prior cases, even though I tried to quote some, you know, of, I don't even remember which ones. It was, you know, it was, and they, of course, judges don't find that amusing, like in the movies. But I say he's a fictional character. He could, you know, even though he didn't really do it, even though he did, because he's not real. And then, of course, usually then that's when Gregor would do something. And if anybody doesn't watch Game of Thrones, Sir Gregor, this character, he's a big, you'll meet him. He did watch the parade with us. But anyway, what happened, a long story that's really going nowhere. Because Ray took over Gregor, and because Gregor tried to go on his quest to meet Idina, and then he found out about John Travolta, and then John Travolta touched her face during the next Oscars, and some other stuff. There was a lot of different legal fallout from that. And like I said, can't the NSA, I called, I said, Eddie, you know, can you get Julian on the phone? You know, I need a leak here that shows I was screwing about in another universe. And that's, you know, but, you know, those guys don't take my calls either. Well, I avoid the phone. I don't use it, but, you know, they don't take my cries for help or my, you know, and they say cry for attention. But so that's why I know there's a bunch of Ray super fans out there, and that's why Ray, it's been a tough year for Ray. And he won't say it's my fault. And I mostly say it's Gregor's fault, you know, which is in probably Roose Bolton's fault, mostly, because if it wasn't for the fact I rue him so much, you know, I pity the fate that should befall him at some point, but hasn't yet. And just like that, I love the character that, I love the actor that plays the character of Bolton. So, you know, so that's the summary of what brings us to this point. So we sat down, the three of us, to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And so this is the episode coming up. But first, I think Ray wants to say a few words, of course, too. Okay, Scoot, is thing on? Scoots, is this thing? Andy. Hello, everybody. This is your friend Ray. So good to be in your ears once again. So good to be here talking to all of you. It's your friend Ray. I've missed you so much. One second, Scoot, could you bring down the noise on this thing? Because it's, you know, Greg is going to blow this thing out. And can I hold the mic in my hand? Yeah, one second. Wait, could you just finish up your... Okay, Scooter wants me to finish on my intro. Then I'm going to bring the mic down a little bit. I'm getting used to this podcasting thing here. But hello, everybody. Now, Scooter said to he would do a warm-up intro, but I'm Scooter's neighbor, Ray. I'm so honored to be on the podcast to talk to all of you about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was a little puffy, Scooter. Can you do that in post? Yeah, right. Just can you just get the setup going? So all of you I have not met, it's good to meet you. My name's Ray Perkins, and I'm Scooter's neighbor, little Andy. Now I only know him as little Andy, and he does not like that I call him that. But we're friends, you know. Friends call each other things. And some of you might be hearing my voice and you say, Ray, what's going on? You sound tired. Oh, my friends, Ray is tired. This Gregor, oh, you know, sometimes you give, sometimes, you know, the world, Ray's problems are nothing, but Ray is tired and he's a little sad. And I know all of you are sad. And I know this isn't a way that's going to solve all these things that are going on. But I remember last Thanksgiving saying, hey, how about a hug? Everybody, how about a hug? Or something like that. And I did not see as many hugs on this broadcast as I thought there would be. But, and we might have some, you know, as I've spent a lot of time in the legal system, you know, I may have a couple of comments about some things. But your friend Ray, before we start talking about the braid, how about a hug? Everybody put your arms around each other and give yourself a little hug. And Ray's going to give you a little hug with my voice. I'm going to get close to the mic here. And this is your friend Ray giving you a little verbal hug. Hi. Hello. You are wonderful. Okay? And you're doing your damn best. And gosh darn it. Ray loves you. And you know what else Ray loves is a parade. So I'm here with little Andy and the Gregor. And the Gregor, they've given him some things to keep him calm. Because he's like a bit like the Incredible Hulk. But he's not green. And he's a little bit more like the all the time. Like he doesn't, But we love you, Gregor. I don't know what he'll be like. He's not exactly. We throw it to him. We throw it to the Gregor, you know. And then Gregor, do you want to say hi? Can you say hi? Hello, Gregor. Are you there? I don't know about these doctors and the things, but they said court ordered for now. You know, pending Montana. Please, Montana. Okay, we've obeyed all the, you know. We just got to get done with Idaho. What's that other? Montana, Ohio, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. Gregor, we didn't go to New Hampshire, right? We don't have any pending things in New Hampshire. And then some of the Arizona. And anyway, Gregor, do you want to say hi?
Yes, I say hi. Hello, everybody. This is Gregor. Sir Gregor Clegane. And I'm so good to see you on this day for a parade. I love a parade. And I'm ready to sit here and watch parade. And I'm very, yes, thank you, Ray.
And so that's the Gregor. And Gregor, you could do a sleepy podcast. You're a little sleepy poo all the time. And I say to them, hey, this is not, anyway, I'll calm down. So here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm going to bring back Scooter, and we're going to talk parade. Hello, everybody. So Scooter and I and Gregor are here, and we're here with the Scooter. You don't have the which Macy's Parade this is, but we're here watching, wishing the best Thanksgiving and holiday season for you and yours. And our hearts are heavy with the troubles of the world, but your friend Ray is here to try to put a smile on your face. But your friend Ray is here to try to put a smile on your face and let you know you're loved. Your buddy Ray loves you. And Scooter, why don't you take it from me? And here we go.
Okay, so I think that's Gloria Estefan
coming at us, and there's some dudes dancing, and they're doing the conga. Oh, and look at these little kids here. There's little kids with maracas. They are cute. They have little red bow ties and suspenders, and they're shaking their maracas. Oh, goodness. Ray, can you take a... Oh, well, okay, everybody. There's some clowns here, and your friend Scooter does not like clowns, so... lots of clowns. Still the clowns. Scooter's got his eyes closed. So, Scooter, I do not know if that's the real Gloria Estefan. Greg is doing something, too, so I'm going to have to get up. But I don't think that is Gloria Estefan. I think that is, it's a musical. Oh, that is strange. Okay, Scooter, have you... Okay, thanks, Ray. Yeah, and let's see. Up next, we have Elf, I don't know what that says. They're talking about world-famous balloons, and now Al Roker has taken over. He's rocking a goatee. He looks really good, Al. Oh, no, there's about a thousand. He's talking that there's thousands of clowns here. And he's with now Al is dancing, and he's with Amy Cool, K-U-L-E. Who's reading from a teleprompter to launch the next Macy's Day Parade. And she's with Rosemary Levy, who's worked 60 years as an employee of Macy's, forced to volunteer on the parade for free. Well, not forced, happy. Rosemary looks happy. But I guess Macy's employees volunteered their time, in quotes, working on the parade. Oh, and this was the coolest part of the parade right here. Because she says, let's do it. This woman who's been volunteering at the parade for 60 years, she's really got some spunk. And now they're talking about the musicals that are, or some stuff that's coming up. Mipso. I don't know what a Mipso is. Prince Royce. Something Rotten, the musical. There's 3.5 million people watching the parade on the route. And Matt who's Ray's going to say, hey, Scooter. Now, Scooter, did you tell them we are doing this recreation of the parade? No, Ray, just keep it. Okay, everybody, so Matt Lauer is totally rocking a casual outfit. He's totes cash. I put totes cash. We've got Al talking about Dolly Parton's. Something Nettles, I don't know what that means. Oh, I think Nettles is doing the, is who is going, oh, Al's interviewing someone named Nettles that's going to be playing Dolly Parton on a TV special. The parade's going by. Sesame Street just went by in the background. A purple marching band, too. And Nettles says she's really impressed with how ginormous the balloons are. Now we're back to Cash, Matt. And Matt Lauer is looking really Mr. Rogers, and I mean this in a good way. He's got a sweater on. He looks like Mr. Rogers. We should reboot Mr. Rogers with Matt Lauer. What do you say, Matt? King and I, we're getting a little performance of King and I. Ray, do you want to take Scooter? So King and I performed 8 times a week. Those people, these performers. And we've got the teachers in some sort of bustling dress. That is a big dress for a teacher to deal with. And I don't know how politically the kids are all boys. All the students seem to be boys. And the women are just sitting on the sides watching. And I don't understand, Scooter, if these are the mothers. They should come out with a new King and I. The King and Us, I think. Or Us and the King, maybe. Maybe the mothers should take over for the King. And say the King and we. How about that? We and the King. Okay, Ray, let's... okay, Scooter. In the singing, Getting to Know You and Free... Oh, Scooter, is that Harry Potter back there? Is that the young man that played Harry Potter in there? Ray, I don't think it is. I think it's Daniel... I can't think of his name. Daniel something, right? Scooter, I do not know. But he is a lovely young man. And then there's a commercial. And then, now, Scooter, could I talk about the commercials for a minute? The little experiment. Scooter said, because he doesn't have, he said, Ray, I said, when are you going to fast forward to the commercial? He said, I don't have a commercials, Ray. I don't have a DVR. And Scooter was on Twitter. He said, go over to CBS. There may be a parade on there. And so always during the parade, we would go to CBS during the ads. And it was, I put, what WTF, what is going on? CBS, they seem to be doing some sort of fake parade on CBS because they have people there. And they seem to be in New York City near the parade route. But there's no parade, CBS. We're not fools, okay? And it's 50 degrees and I'm handing it back to Scooter. All right, Ray, well, now we're talking hot, as almost as hot as a telenova is what either Al or I think Al Roker and Matt Lauer just said. Hot, almost as hot as a telenova, 50 degrees. And that there's a new show about a bad Spanish star who does not speak Spanish. And there was also a boyfriend in quotes. But now we have Finding Neverland's the next musical. It's a breathtaking show. And we got Barry on a bench, which is great for the podcast because you know how I feel about alliteration. So we have Barry on a bench. And then there's singing. And then there's a nice late drum intro to the song. But I said, is this real or fiction or make-believe? I don't know, because there's a Russian bear on skates. There's red balloons, and then they're singing, believe, believe. And then in the background is some rich kid I don't know what that says, celebrated on camera. Or maybe it's a rich kid from the musical. And then the camera pans up to the Macy's Believe sign. And now it's time for another commercial. I'm going to send it to Ray. Oh, Scooter. Now, here we go again. We're over on CBS. There's two talking heads, but I can hear some crowd noise in the background. But there's no parade. Hello, CBS. This is Ray calling. Well, where the hell's my parade? And this is, Scooter said to me, Ray, this is a story here. Scooter, that's my Scooter. Scooter, you better take over. Thanks, Ray. If we get to a point where it's not going anywhere, I will talk about the potential project I have to pitch based on CBS. But right now we have the Red Power Ranger on the street. Al Roker is dancing on the street. He's dancing up and down the street. He's really wearing this really sharp plaid outfit. He looks great. Al, he just shouted in a kid's face. He said, you don't know? You think he asked the kid where Santa Claus is? The kid said, I don't know. He said, you don't know? And then Matt just made a joke at Al's expense. He said, no more Starbucks for you. I don't know if Matt made that up or it was written. And I noticed that Matt and his co-hosts are surrounded by lots of nice flowers. And then we have Something Rotten, which is a very meta musical. And Ray, you better take it because you know I'm getting irritated. Okay, Scooter. So Scooter's a little upset now. And maybe I'll see if I can throw it to Gregor, but Scooter is a big fan of Urinetown. You'll get Urinetown as the musical goes. Oh, boom, boom, boom. I don't know. It's a great, great musical in me and Scooter's opinion. I do like Urinetown as well. And this musical does seem a little bit too like it. It's a good, but the guy is good. This guy singing is very, very good. And the chorus is, they got white hats, nice gloves, feathers. I like it. I think I like it. And then this guy, this looks like a cat, this guy here. And would you believe Scooter's never seen Cats, the musical? I don't even know if you could see it anymore. But I always asked him when he would come, when I would see him, I'd say, when you lived in New York, did you see Cats? And he said, Ray, I don't think it was there. I said, it was the longest running musical, you know. And I said, didn't you watch WPIX as a boy? And he said, I did, Ray. And they always talked about the Cats and the Milford Plaza. Being a lullaby old Broadway. Thanks, Ray. I just took over for Ray. Sorry about that. But I just wanted to say, yeah, this Something Rotten. I don't know. Is there something rotten? Like it's Urinetown with different words. And now it's getting a little bit producers because they're talking about a big hit musical. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hypercritical. Okay, time for a commercial, Ray. Scooter, now I'm over here on the, it's the Kelly and Michael show. I don't even know where the parade, fake parade went. So I do not understand what is happening at CBS, which is normally, you know, a network. It's, I don't know. I don't know anymore. But I want everybody to know there's 50 million people watching the parade, the actual parade on NBC, according to the people at NBC. And there's a giant angry bird in the air. And, some sort of blind spot, tattoo clues. Scooter, I do not understand. Jamie Alexander. Oh, here we go. It's an interview here. Blind spot. I don't know what that means, Scooter, but tattoo clues. This is the show. Jamie Alexander's the actress. She's being interviewed right now. And it takes her between 8 hours to 45 minutes to put tattoos on. Oh my goodness, there's a hug. There's a hug right on television. I was telling you folks. So I want everybody to take a couple minutes here and think about who you're going to hug tomorrow. Give somebody a hug. Okay, whatever the tomorrow is, international, hug somebody you know. Now, don't hug a stranger. I mean, your friend Ray will tell you, don't hug a stranger, but go ahead and hug somebody, okay? It's your friend Ray saying hug somebody you know. Say, hey, it's good to see you. I missed you. Here's a hug. And now Scooter is smiling because we have a Fiddler on the Roof revival here. Oh, what, Scooter's frowning now. What's the matter, Scooter? Okay, so there's a couple problems here with this Fiddler on the Roof. First of all, it's a little not bass. I'm not getting enough bass. Not enough bass for Scooter. And what the F is going on there? Because there's two dudes with sunglasses on, Ray. Yeah, I don't understand that. Why do you have to have sunglasses on? Where are they, Scooter? They're in the inn, I think. You know, where is he's meeting with the matchmaker. I think they're making the deal now. And those guys are in the chorus, but I don't know if they're Cossacks or. I mean, I'd like to Cossack the hell out of them with those sunglasses on. I mean, they're dressed like, but they don't look like Cossacks, you know. Scooter, I would not know what you're talking. Sometimes I don't know what you're talking about. But here comes the Star Wars trailer, so Scooter's shushing me. Okay, I just got the chills from that Star Wars trailer, even though I've seen it a bunch of times. And here we go, we got Ben Feldman being interviewed. And this is a nice-looking young man, and I got to ask myself, is that the lawyer that stole the show on Silicon Valley? I think it is. I don't have time to look it up. But he was really, I'll be honest right now, in public, I was intensely jealous of his ability to steal scenes on Silicon Valley. If this is the same Mr. Ben Feldman, he's got star material. Because if you make me jealous and I say, man, I don't like you, it's because you're doing such a damn good job. Okay, Scooter, is there another reason you're jealous? Because I know this is your parade crush here. Is this official, your official parade crush? Is Miss America Fiera? Oh, this young lady here. You almost fell out of your chair, did you not? Yes, Ray, I have a huge crush on her. Holy mackerel. Oh, well, that's so sweet, little Scooter, but we do not have a legal problem here, but this, they're talking about the new show, Ben in America. They're launching a comedy based at a big box store. Would you believe they're going to be goofing around in a big box store? And it's called Superstore. It's going to be on NBC. It sounds a little bit like Scooter's musical that he had that took place at a big box superstore. So I don't know, Scooter. It seems a little familiar, but I think it was already in production before. So I don't think they stole the idea from Scooter. What do you think? Yeah, Ray, I don't think they stole the idea. No, it's more of a sitcom that takes place, it looks like. It looks like it's more Community meets Walmart, as I bet you what the pitch was. So, yeah, I don't think it's a steal of my Alsmart musical. I was supposed to have Princess Di, Dodi Fayed, and the ghosts of them and JFK Jr. So if they're in it, then we got a problem. But holy mackerel, the next big, beautiful part of the parade is here. It's The Wiz, which was live on NBC a recent Thursday. And Dorsey is singing the hell out of things right now. And I don't know who's playing this Cowardly Lion, but he looks like a great Cowardly Lion. And the Tin Man and Scarecrow, I gotta say, I salute you. Because I cannot imagine singing and dancing. That has got to be so hard with those costumes on. But would you believe the chorus of this Wiz is amazing? The quality of this chorus, the dancing, the singing is holy mackerel. And they're all getting a little solo, which is so nice that each little chorus member get. And I don't mean that there are any small chorus members. You're essential to the performance, but they're giving them each. And look at the Cowardly Lion's tail is very dangerous. That's going to be dangerous on live television. And now it's Ray. Do you want to take it from here? Because you're going to be happy. Oh my goodness! The cast, this Wiz, they are hugging each other, and the chorus is hugging each other, and they're real genuine hugs. So I just want to say, in honor of the Wiz and all the wonderful people. Oh. Give someone else a hug the day after tomorrow and pretend you like the Wiz of hugs and say, let me come out from behind my curtain and let me give you a hug. This is an all-star cast here. And here comes the Rockettes. Now, I believe there's some mistletoe on their it's Scooter, do you see? Is that my imagination? There's not a right way to answer that question, Ray. But I notice they're playing some chill Christmas music that they're dancing to. Remember when I had that Christmas album? It was like some chill. It wasn't called Chill Out Christmas because I looked it up, but it was something. Oh, that's another thing about your friend Scooter. He used to be the Christmas DJ that no one would hear because he said, you got to hear this Christmas album I have, Ray. He'd be like, have you heard James Brown's second Christmas album? And I would say, I have not heard his first. And he would say, Ray. And then he would put a lot of, he'd say, did you know Donna Summer's had a Christmas album? I would say, I don't want to know. And he would say, let me come over and play. And I'd say, okay, maybe tomorrow, let's do that. And then luckily the holidays always go by very fast. And then I remember I saw Scooter very, very sad one day. And he said, I did not properly tag my Christmas tunes, and then I uploaded them to the cloud, and they're all gone. And I said, oh, goodness, good, thank you, goodness gracious, that was nice of you, cloud, to lose Scooter songs. Because I don't know if I need to hear Donna Summer singing Rudolph Got Run Over by a Reindeer or whatever the hell it is. But there we go, and now so I don't know if that was mistletoe. It looks like they have triple mistletoe, though, on a different, and, you know, a lot of people say, Ray, have you dated a Rockette? And I would just say Rockettes, I don't know what I would say. I don't know, my friend, maybe not. Ray does not tell. Ray does not kiss mistletoe, triple mistletoe, and tell. Bada boom. And here we have a Folgers commercial because I refuse to turn the television to CBS anymore. And it's a grandmother. It's one of these classic Folgers ads. Now, the grandmother, she won't know, but everyone's going to be like, what the hell is this terrible coffee, Grandma? What did you do? What the hell did you make this out of? Garbage grounds? Caffeinated garbage grounds? And she'd say, no, it's Folgers. And the kids would say, well, we keep the Folgers in case there's an earthquake, Grandma. And we, you know, to sell, that would be our thing. This is all things Scooter has told me. He says, I keep extra coffee. And he said, if there's an earthquake, I'll have a coffee business. And I say, oh, that's nice. Do you have any peanut butter? You should get yourself some peanut butter, Scooter. Oh, and Scooter did shoot over to CBS a few more times, and there was only ads on, and they were so long. I think that was Folgers was on a CBS, and we missed a Red Marching Band. And then, the parade is 7,000 steps, my friend, 7,000 steps. And then, Scooter, what does this say? Fumble to ram trucks. What does that mean? Well, I don't know, Ray, but up next are the Pilgrim Man and Woman and Tom Turkey. Those are classic parade full of things. And we got Sandra Lee. She says, looking great, feeling great, Sandra Lee. Nice pin. And here's a new balloon. It's an Ice Age balloon. And they're playing the music from Revenge of the Nerds. That's the song that's playing right now in the background. And then some, I think as they said, both of these nuts are going to crack you up. And then now here comes the Macy's Goldilocks float. And Jordan Sparks was on there. And Ray, of course, he wants to air my personal business. Now, Scooter, when he heard Jordan Sparks, he also jumped up. But then he said, well, I already have dedicated my love to America Ferrera. And so Scooter was not, he said, well, she's beautiful as well, but so I'm sorry, Jordan Sparks, you're probably, anyway, much too busy, you know, to be depressed that Scooter has it not. You would be a second crush? Would she be your second crush, Scooter? I don't know if I can have her. Do you think America is going after that guy, the lawyer from Silicon Valley? Most definitely, Scooter. I saw the way they looked at each other. So I think, you know, they're both probably out of your league a little bit. Really? Well, Scooter, I mean, you couldn't talk to the girl at Trader Joe's. So what are you going to say to Jordan Sparks, America Ferrera? And I said to you, write out how to pronounce the name so I don't look like a fool. And did you say you don't look like a fool? Scooter, please don't change the subject, my friend. Okay, but Jordan, she's singing. She is a lovely, lovely young woman. But there's too much bass going right now. She's got very, very cute glasses, but it's the wrong song for the parade. And then next up is the Adventure Time balloon. And now we have the Sesame Street float. Questlove's on there. And they're talking about acts of kindness. Elmo, Big Bird. Big Bird's rocking an X Christmas tree tie, and they're singing Smarter, Stronger, Kinder. I like that. I'm not sure there's any OG cast members, though. Last year, I know Maria was there, I think. I don't know if anybody else was, but it's really great. Really great performance. Questlove, Sesame Street. You guys should be proud. Here comes Hello Kitty floating on by. And she's really rocking, almost like she's going to crash, but she doesn't. And then there's some weird baby clowns. They're fetish clowns for sure, and that is weird. And then we switched the channel, and there was a cool ad with Clooney and Danny DeVito. That was a nice ad. And then the Spirit of America cheer team came. They were very purple. And here comes Miss America, or Miss America, Betty Cantrell. And Trey Songz is singing. And, oh boy, there's some rich people dancing, and they look drunk. Oh, no, Trey Songz is wearing Uggs, I think I put that. Then I put drunk rich people are dancing in the background. They just got on tape. And I hate to throw anybody under the bus, but there's one girl in a giant black fur coat and a hat. And she had that not impressed face. Remember that? A gymnast from the America. Her face was funny. But remember she had that not impressed face that became like a thing. This fur coat and fur hat young lady is doing the same thing. So she's not impressed with Trey Songz. Here comes the Dork Diaries float with clowns dressed as graduates. That's interesting. And here comes a band running onto the stage. Their engineering is the top major for this band. And here after that is Gordie Howe's kids in a buck outfit. And so, okay, Scooter, here comes Jake Owen. He's got some nice sunglasses. Very nice, Jake. He's singing Real Life. It's a really, really low, really high. And, you know, that's a song Scooter probably would sing along with once in his life, one of the lifetime for Scooter. Gregor, do you want to say anything about this next float here? Yes, this is Gregor again.
Hello, everybody. I see this to Ruku Mandana. What is it called again? It's called, that's Ronald McDonald, Gregor. Is my friend Scooter. He helped keep me calm now. No more Gregor get mad anymore. I just take my time now. Eliam Kazim is in my heart, but not in my life because of the laws of your country. And Scooter broke the machine so he cannot bring me back to Westeros, but he said the time had changed anyway and that I should not go back. So, thank you, Ray. So, okay, you can hear why Ray feels a little tired, because my heart aches for Gregor. You know, the crazy Gregor we used to have was a very nice Gregor. This Gregor here is America Farmer Gregor, you know what I'm saying? And that's not, I'm not happy about it. But it's the terms of his probation, so what can I say? I love my Gregor. Gregor, Ray loves you. Scooter loves you. I do love my guys. These two guys are so good for you. I wish you never stole me from my world door. Yeah, I'm sorry, Gregor. It was remember, you snuck into my machine. Yes, but why you go to George R. Martin's world anyway? It's not your world to go to. Anyway, can we get back to the parade, please, Ray? Scooter, you're up next. It's your line. Oh, so Ronald McDonald, it's like he looks really weird. You notice that? Yeah, Ronald, he's weird. Yes, he is weird. Yeah, he looks real weird. I don't know. He's got a new balloon. He's wearing a thumbs up. He's doing thumbs up. And he says he has regular duties to bring joy and happiness to the world. More like poison. That tastes delicious. And this must be the poison part of the parade, because here comes Cracker Jack. And they're talking about doing a family selfie time. And there seems to be whoever is using this Andy Grammer, Army Grammer, is a, I said, what in the name of Chris Isaacs is going on here? This guy stole Chris Isaacs' thing. And then here's a Kool-Aid man who's only in his sixth parade, which I don't know what that means. This is definitely the poison section. That's 400 cubic feet of poisonous Kool-Aid in a balloon. Put that in your picture. P-I-T-C-H-E-R, Matt just said. And now we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're epic. Panic at the Disco's on there. And I said to myself, Ray, do you want to take this? No, go ahead, Scooter. They said, I wonder if they have the sign language people assigned to every float. Because it looked like I caught someone on this float signing. And I would say that you should have that. So can someone let me know? And if not, we'll get on Macy's case for the next Thanksgiving parade. And we want signers on every float. I think that's an important thing. And here comes the Red Power Ranger, sophomore flight. So it was at the second flight of this Red Power Ranger. And here comes, okay, next is the Crudy Dance Academy. They're doing some lovely Indian dance, East Indian dance, no. And they're doing some lovely Indian dance, and they have the Bollywood tone of voice, which is so nice. But they're singing in a lovely, like a Gloria Estefan style, beautiful colors, nice purples. And that is followed up by the plain white tees who are on a cruise float. And then here comes the Disco Inferno band, and then SpongeBob singing a Christmas song. And then some pirate's booty. That's a pirate's booty float for popcorn, I believe. And then a lovely ad for about wrapping gifts. That was very funny for the UPS store. Nice job, UPS store. And then Cirque du Soleil, the Paramore on a ship. There was a guy juggling a giant wire square. I thought that was interesting. And here comes the Walled Lake Central High Michigan Band. Very good performance for you folks. And then Fireball Eruptor.
And then a float with our friends from China. It was very nice singing on there. And then that got bumped. And we have Norm MacDonald, who Scooter finds very funny. He's playing the KFC Colonel Sanders guy. And then something 610, Scooter, what does this say? 610 stamps, Ray. K missed. So we missed that. Because you don't have a DVR. I don't need a DVR. I barely watch TV. And why would I pay for something I don't need? Oh, well, okay, Scooter, I understand. Here comes the KFC float. Oh, dear. Was it? And I was wondering, is Norm MacDonald on the float? But we don't have an answer. And here's the angry bird again. And all Matt wants to know is, why are those birds so damn angry? That's what Matt and... that's what NBC wants to know. Avocados from Mexico, the band Daughtry, and they seem to be singing some sort of Gen X anthem. And this parade's starting to be a little bit like the podcast, Scooter. It's really getting boring. Yeah, Ray, I was thinking with the way Gregor is, maybe we'll turn it over to Gregor for the rest of the thing. Because he's so mellow. Okay, I do the rest if I read you doing... I remember watching the parade, okay. I do it. I say, Thomas Tank Engine is floating. It's a train thing. They explained to me train. It's a choo-choo train. They're floating in the air. And then it's an ad for... And then we watch commercial for train play sets. And a Scooter say, that look cool. But then if you play 5 minutes, you no play again. The plane set for the Thomas the Train. It was $80 off, and then Scooter would say, how much could that possibly... Okay, Greg is falling asleep, so I'll take it back from Gregor. Oh, Scooter, there's another KFC ad. Isn't that nice? That's so nice. And he's still in the chimney. Very funny, very funny. And here we have some jump roping sprout real kids. And they have a good night show, Scooter. Did you know about that? I think I learned about that last parade and then forgot about it, Ray. And this is Sprout Cast is very good. They're very good singers. Nice job. Nogales High. There's a very nice saxophone solo going. And here comes Andra Day. And Scooter, what'd you say about this? I said, call the Olympics. There's your Olympic anthem right there. This song by Andra Day. Is a perfect for the Olympics for all the highlight shows, so congratulations. I don't think there'll be any doubt about it. And here comes a Barbie something. And then the Big Apple Circus. And then now they're working some jokes for the Mr. Peanut bucket list tour. It's a 99-year-old icon. First Nutmobile was in 1935. And here comes Lewis Cass High School, a third of the students in the band, the whole school. And only two of them have been to New York City before, so that's cool. Oh, and here comes the Build-A-Bear Discover Adventure. And then Rotten to the Core. Well, that's not anything to say. Oh, they're saying it about poor Toothless. And then we have Rachel Platten. On some sort of marionette float, a European marionette float or something. And then bagpipe firemen playing the bagpipes. That's nice. And here we go. We have a Big Apple and Prince Royce is at the top. What is he, Prince of Scooter? Selling music, I guess, Ray. Look at that red stem. Or is that a worm on top? It's got leaves for hands, so I guess it's a stem. And then I don't know, Ray, I don't know what's more depressing, all those poisonous foods or this freaking oil dino that's coming from some mysterious corporation called, I don't know what company is this, some sort of fossil fuel company. Started in 1964 in the parade. It's a life-size Apatosaurus. It's a freaking oil float. You got to be kidding me, right? Scooter, don't get so mad. Here comes the School of Rock up next. and the Ronnie Gibson guitar, the singing the Teacher's Pet song. And here comes Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors. Coat of Many Colors. Scooter, they might have your podcast tapped. Wasn't that one? Didn't you have the Coat of Many Colors? Yeah, I don't know. That's the third thing on this show from the podcast, right? Well, you have the Telenovas, the big boxes, and the Coat of Many Colors. Yes. Okay. I don't think it's intentional. It's just I think a lot like NBC, I guess. And here comes the Aflac Scooter. I can't read your writing. That's Duck Ray, and this is a holiday song by Pat Benatar, and it's a Central Park float. I really like that float a lot. And here comes Elf on the Shelf, and there's some sort of elf at, adoption centers. They said check those out. And then we have something doing a blue Chicago Urbina school band. They're doing a Blues Brothers melody. And then, to be honest, after that, me and Ray and McGregor, we all fell asleep. There was like a drum major, and then they talked about the Bob and Dolores Hope Scholarship Fund, and then I fell asleep. And Ray was already sleeping, and then Gregor was already sleeping, and then I woke Ray up. Okay, Ray, how Skoda? I said, hello, my friends. I'm so thankful that all of you are listening and supporting Skoda and falling asleep. And I'm just happy to be a part of your friend Ray cares about you. Your Skoda cares about you. Little Andy, you know, we're doing our best with him. And don't worry about Gregor. He just has to take this until, you know, till the trial. And then, you know, the other straight states trials. But if Scooter can roost Bolton enough, you know, we could just return Gregor to... Wait a second, what? Well, we could return him whenever we want. But you said you'd be sad because you said he's like a son to you. Okay, Scooter, you're right. I would miss Gregor so if we returned him. So... Yeah, I care about all of you people, so thank you so much for listening. This is your friend Ray, wishing you and yours the safest and loveliest holidays. Thank you so much, and good night. Yeah, thanks, everybody. And Gregor, you want to say, yes, this is Gregor, I just woke up. I hope you're sitting in bed, sleeping good. It's Gregor here, and I want to say to you as I rest myself, I am resting on the couch, my belly full of Scooter soup. He make a soup. He say, I made this for you, Gregor. And it was warm soup in my tummy. So I rest here with a weight in the bread. He make his own bread. It's good. In my warm belly, riding back in no time. One day I go to George Martin's house and I tell him I am Mary Elliott Kazim. And I dream of her returning to Westeros with me, even though I can never return. But I would miss my Ray too much. So I go to sleep now. Gregor, go to sleep. Good night. Your Gregor is asleep. Right, good night, everybody. Okay, I want to say goodnight and some thank yous to Ella on Twitter, Lindsay, S.A. Brown, S. Willow, Zach S., Emily, Lida, Janelle, Sarah, Sandy, Trumpet, Chris, Adam, Carla, Shanks Shiving, Melanie, Kelly, good old Santa Egg Yolk, Marco for his advice, Brooke F, Lisa D, Winnie, Taryn T, YT, Lisa and her student, Melissa D, Emily C, Michael S, Alexcited, and our buddy Tulip, and Helen Z. Over on Facebook, good night to Paul V, and thank you, Ashley K, Laura, Megan, Judith K, Alexandra, Holly S, Allison A.L., Kasai, or Casey May, I'm sorry, Babs, Nick, Jane H, Ahab's wife, Shebby, our good old friend Shebby, Julia R, Grampy, Shelly, Allie, Julie C, Shannon, Rachel M, and iTunes reviews over sleepwithmepodcast.com/iTunes. Jen B, J Ben U T, they fall asleep 4 out of 5 nights. Papa and Tab, always a dull moment. And they're very nice. But they also at 3 a.m. they're awake. They get back to sleep. EV611 says Z's. They don't like those background sound effects. And I'm sorry, that whistle woke you up. And that's like the balance I'm always trying to strike. God is a sandwich, says Scooter's brain bots are their Pied Piper, or I'm their brain bots, Pied Piper, entertaining enough to keep them occupied and out of trouble, while their body does the work to fall asleep, and they want people to know this is not a crazy cult, or maybe it is, and brainwashing people. But, you know, they say, you know, give it a shot and find out. And sleep with their boyfriend. Thank you, God, is a sandwich. And say, this isn't a cult of personality. It's like a cult of sandwich, you know. My personality is a little more like a sandwich. And looking forward to bedtime now. That's kibble and bits. Is that what that says? Kib and bits. Kib sand bits. And they use sleep phones, and they look forward to it. And they live in the east of the Bay Area, so let me know about that. Effective and creepy, says Lortusky. They say I sound drunk and nonsensical, but it works, and it's a miracle. Thank you. Yo George says great concept of mediocre execution. Doesn't like the vocal fry. Unfortunately, this is what my voice sounds like. Because I just practiced, because this is a new mic I'm testing these thank yous out on. And I was just testing. I said, hey, let's go for a walk. That's my normal voice. I mean, obviously I'm talking quieter. I'm not using any intentional vocal fry. I'm constantly paranoid of it, though, I think, unfortunately, that's the creaky dulcets. Thank you so much for your review. Incredible, says Lady Doe, and that's D-O-H, like Homer says. I can't believe it works. Boring superpowers, amazingly soothing. Have they been listening for weeks? Please don't stop. Well, thank you. Leela the cat says it works every single time. Thanks, Leela. Meow. Add you to... NY, says this wonderful voice puts you to sleep and never finish an episode. That is awesome. Thank you. Mary Beth says, oh, you'll sleep. Not sure why it works, but it does. Let Scooter tell you a bedtime story. Goofiest way to fall asleep. I'll be sprinkling sleep dust in your eyes. And they got a perm. That's great. Congratulations, Mary Beth. Make sure to post that online so we could see that perm. And best sleep aid ever, according to Reformed Insomniac. I've taken out all the podcasts on their on-the-go list. And they just shuffle around, but they get through about 10 minutes each podcast. And they just listen to me ramble, and it puts them, thank you. That is great. And those are reviews for the U.S. And then from the U.K. we have Maffey, MAFFEWWW, says, thanks, man. From the U.K., Great Britain, Northern Ireland. Other podcasts are too interesting. And this is a perfect mix of soothing and nonsensical. And struggle with anxiety, I help with that. That's great. Thank you. Then we have Scotty Dougal. Good old Scotty Dougal. That's my favorite kind of dog from the UK and Northern Ireland. So grateful. This podcast, huge difference. And they fall asleep after 10 minutes. Thank you to Scooter. Thank you, Scotty Doogie. I wonder if maybe that was Doogie Howser's dog. I Knob wants me to run for president of Australia. And I don't even think they I don't know if they have a president. But I'd like to, you know, I think, to be honest, I'd be impeached. You know, even if you don't have impeachment, they'd say, well, we decided to create it. But thank you. Truly original, funny podcast. Whole family's listening. Great. Congratulations to the Knob family. And then finally says SMB Doyle from the UK and Northern Ireland. They've tried guided meditations, soundscapes, and guided meditations and soundscapes, which are hit and miss. But sleep with me. They'll load to sleep every time. Excellent. Mark Aziz from Ireland loves the podcast. Thank you, Mark. And I think that's everything. Thank you so much and good night.